Hello.
Hey, Charlene, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Are you in front of a computer?
Yep.
Okay. I just sent you a quick link. I want you to pop it open. I'm just assuming you've been really busy, correct?
Me?
Yeah.
We've all been pretty busy.
Welcome to life.
I need a break.
Don't get one, sorry. Go fish. I'd say you could
Okay.
trade with me, but I don't think you'd want to trade. Did you get that link?
I'm in.
Okay. So if you go down, you can sort by latest, reviews, most helpful. Can you sort by latest, please?
Okay.
Or most helpful, it doesn't really matter. Do you see Shannon Walton?
I see Ruben everywhere. Is this your own personal site?
No, I wish. It's not. So there's also some people that hate me. Don't worry. There's a few customers that hate my guts. That is the life of
Okay.
no one's perfect. But the reason I have these reviews and our company does, I've been with the company 9 years, is it gives a reference point. Now, what's going on in our industry, and I'm sure you understand this, is you get calls every day from people offering working capital, correct?
Not every day, but often I get some email usually.
Email, mail, everything, correct? It's right now it's very saturated. And so the conversation that I have with customers is, let's not sell you. Let's not turn this into a car dealership where we're going to sell you something where we're not going to sell you something and push you and push you and push you, because there's no relationship there. It's a one-off sale. And I'm sure there's companies that are in this industry that make enough to do a one-off sale. But I'm really more of a relationship-based person and kind of informing customers. So with a working capital loan, you said you were offered 150 and a payback of 178, correct?
Let me pull up my thing.
One
Yeah, seven 150, 178, 5, 7 month.
7 months. So just to give you an idea of where that is, these are all cents on the dollar programs. So
Right.
you're getting paid, you're doing 150. And I believe that's a 119. Yeah, so you're paying 19 cents on the dollar over 7 months. And I understand the appeal of it. Hey, got you 150, 19 cents on the dollar over 7 months. Sounds like a good deal. It's not. I can beat that. I can beat
So
that.
what,
Ooh,
okay.
I can easily beat that. But the problem is, when you look at the cost of money, you're paying 19 cents on the dollar over 7 months. We've got
Right.
you at 35 cents on the dollar over 18 months. And so you're paying less than your 7 months versus 18 months is double the time, but not double interest. So the reality is, we can beat anyone. We have programs as low as 7 month terms at like 13 or 14 cents on the dollar. That's not my concern. My concern is understanding your business and understanding what your plans are instead of just trying to push and push and push and force a sale down your throat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. Like I said before, this is new to me too, so I'm having a hard time grasping it. But I know I need cash to help our business
Correct.
continue.
So, do you mind if I give you kind of a checklist of things that we want to do to figure out what the most appropriate program is for you?
Please, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, and keep in mind, we will beat anyone.
Okay.
That's not my concern. I know we can wipe the floor with anyone just based, unless there's one other company that my friend works at, and if you were working with that company, I would have said take the offer. I know previously you talked to another company and they said 12 months and 400,000, and you didn't want to do that. So here's the most important thing in working capital. There's four or five major characteristics. Number one, it's identifying how much money do I need? That's the first step. The second step is how long do I need this money? The third step, which is probably the most important, is there a significant chance that I'll need to borrow or want to borrow more money? Now, every single customer I talk to says, you know what, I'm gonna pay this loan off, I'm not gonna do it. But when I dig a little deeper, the vast majority of customers do renew, and so that's an important thing. And then beyond that, it's, well, do I want something where I can potentially pay off early? And then I think the last thing to kind of go over is, what's the most important, rate, term, or amount of money? So the first thing that I really want to identify is, how much money do you need? And the reason I say this is the following. If you need 250 and you get 150, you'll probably have to get a second loan on top of this loan, which will be very expensive and not in your best interest for your company. So,
Right.
about how much capital are you looking for right now?
I truly think that we need 250. What's happening? Let me go shut my door real quick.
Okay, good luck.
We're at a point right now where we're starting to get busier again, you know,
okay.
But it's because we were so behind with a lot of our vendors, they're all putting us on cash in advance terms, so we can't pay for the material in advance of getting the job and getting paid by our customers, so it's a real struggle.
Okay.
So I know we need the cash now, and why I'm thinking that we need at least, I would like to get more than 250, but I know we at least need 250. Because I want to have this little stash available so that when some vendor calls screaming that they're not going to give us something, that I can just pay them and make that good and continue on.
Okay.
You know okay. what I mean? But some of these things, for example, some of the pre-preg material we have, it's 30 grand for an order. You know?
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's kind of where I want to be, but I'm really scared about the cost of the money.
Okay.
Because I've never had to pay that much before. For you know, I've always had to pay between you know, like I don't know 3% and 7%.
Look, I have these conversations all the time. I have a customer that's financing their referral to me from they have a hotel, and they're like, yeah, well, we're not going to pay these rates because our attorney says they're too more expensive. I'm like, well. Take the money from your attorney, number one, and number two, you're not financing a piece of real estate. But at the same time, when I first saw these terms, Charlene, I thought they were crazy. I thought these were the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. So if you didn't say this term was ridiculous, that's what would actually scare me. Anyone that says, well, yeah, 35% on the dollar, that seems reasonable, get out of here. You have to voice these concerns. So here's my kind of thought process. Let's just look this up. So the first thing is, if you're looking for 250, I do not suggest doing anything at 150. And here's the reason why. Once you do this loan, your phone will be blown up with phone calls. And basically, what's going on right now is, and do you have a contract that you've been presented, or is it just like an email with terms?
Email.
Okay, so here's the problem. The 150, I can, and I, you know, if it was one of my salespeople, I wouldn't blame them. I understand where they're coming from. They're saying, "Hey, look, I got a 18-month term. This guy's got an 18-month term. Let me just beat it because it's more attractive." But if you can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
So if you look at it, the challenge here is this: if you get 150 and it's not enough. 9 out of 10 customers are going to get a second loan. And when you get a second loan, it's called a stack. We're not self-righteous. We do stacking. But most importantly, the challenge is that if you do a stack, it will prohibit you from refinancing typically your first loan, and it's just a spiral downwards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to – and the 150, by the way, just so you know, my best program, I've got a program at 150 that even over 12 months, I can price you out at about 20 cents on the dollar. So I could almost double your term. Charge you 1% more, and you'd love it. But the reason I'm going to kind of guide you away from that is A, it's only 150.
Like, B, not enough.
It's not enough. And more importantly, the renewal aspect. So let's kind of go over that. If you get 250, do you think there's a significant chance that you will actually need to borrow more money in the future?
I can't say significant, but there's always a chance.
Okay. So here is where I think our program shines. The vast majority of these loan programs, you're rolling over prepaid interest, okay? So let me give you an idea. Let's just say you take your other offer, and I'm just walking you through the process. You borrow 150, you pay back 178.5. Perfect. Once you're about 3.5 months in, whoever does that loan is going to call you and say, "Hey, Charlene, do you want more money?" You're going to say, "Yeah, I think I do." And they're going to say, "Okay." And do you know what the discount is on paying that off early or no?
They said if you refinance.
Is it like 5%?
I can't remember about paying it off, but if you refinance, they forgive all the interest from the initial loan.
Okay. Okay. Well, are you sure? That's something where some people, you definitely want to get that in writing. But
so it says you can pay this off early with no pre-penalty.
Okay. So that's not what that means. What that means is you're not going to be penalized to pay the loan off early. that means you're generally still responsible for that 178.5. Does that make sense? That's a wordplay, in my opinion. I don't know who you're working with.
It also says only pay interest on how long you use the money for.
These are semantics. I'd honestly get your contract because I see these contracts all day long, and generally how they work is your final contract will generally be a sum of payments. Almost all these contracts are sum of payments, just as an FYI. And you could have someone say, and there's nothing wrong with it, yes, you're not paying a penalty to pay it off early, but typically you're responsible. But let me give you an idea. So let's say you borrow you pay back 178.5. And I don't, like I said, I'm just doing this based off my general understanding of the industry. Halfway in, you pay back 89,250. We have a program like this as well. So you say, hey, I need more money. And we say, don't worry about it. We'll give you a new loan. You owe us 89,000. Maybe we'll give you a 5% discount on that. So now you're rolling $80,000, $89,000 into this new loan. And all of a sudden, your 19 cents over 7 months has really turned into 19 cents over 3.5 months or 18 cents over 3.5 months. And that's what makes these loans start to get very, very expensive. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
All right, so let me slow down to make sure you understand it. We're going to do just, you borrow typically, and we have this program, you borrow 150. Your contract typically dictates that even if you use this program, you're responsible for all the remaining payments. You're not committing to the amount of money borrowed. You're committing to the amount of money being paid back. And so what often happens is a customer says, okay, well, look, I'm going to do the loan over after 3.5 months, 50% in, you're going to apply for more money. The lender's going to typically say, look, I will give you, you owe us $89,000. You've paid back half the payback amount. Not half the borrowed amount, half the payback amount. And so I'm going to give you, say, the next time $200,000. $89,000 will go to pay off your current loan, and you'll net the $111 difference. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But what has effectively happened there? Well, what's effectively happened is you're paying 19%, not on borrowing money for 7 months, but borrowing money over 3 months or 3.5 months. Because you're paying all the prepaid interest regardless. And so what happens is a customer is sold a term that looks very attractive on the front end, but if they renew, they're getting a really expensive loan. And I want to make sure you understand that concept because it's very important.
Is that because they're rolling in the 89 into the new loan and then they're paying on that as well?
Correct. Okay. And so you're paying off basically 19% over 3.5 months. Now, this is me without seeing your contract. I'm not going to ask who you're working with. Just typically,
I'll tell you, it's progressive.
It's what?
Progressive.
I have no idea who that is. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, and I would always say view your contract, but from my general understanding of this industry, after seeing hundreds of companies that do this, typically the contracts work in you're paying the amount, you're committing to the amount to pay back, not to the amount borrowed. So I'll give you an idea. If you pay back 187 and you pay back 150 and you default, you're getting sued for the amount you owe and the payback, even if you paid back the principal in full.
Sure.
It's a payback. So I strongly caution you that many companies, and it's not our style, will offer these very short terms because they know it's a betting game. And they know 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 times, the customer is going to renew that loan, and that's where they're going to make the money on the back end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's also look at the cost of funds, and that's really important. So even using this term, if you're paying 19%, can you bring a calculator up?
Yeah.
So I want you to do 0.19 divided by 7.
Yeah, 3%.
Yeah, that's about 2.7 cents per month on a simple interest calculation. So if you actually multiply that by 18 months, so just multiply that by 18 months.
Yeah,
48 cents on the dollar. So you'd actually see that our loan is significantly cheaper when you look at the cost. But here's my general idea on what I would suggest for you. The most important thing is there's nothing promised about renewals. You might not qualify for a renewal. So you guys could have a horrible history with us, or we could just decide not to renew you. These things do happen. But generally, the way that our program works is, and it's put in, and I sent you the documents. You got those documents, correct?
Yeah.
So here's my thought process, what I would suggest. Number one, 250 is the appropriate amount. And the loan that we have approved for you, it doesn't require any further underwriting. There's no like back and forth. But it's set up with a renewal option that should you qualify for renewal and pay off. And you got the amortization schedule as well, correct?
Yes.
You forget that interest. But here's kind of my idea, because it sounds like even if you get 250, you might need some more money pretty quickly, correct?
It's possible.
It's possible. Okay. So here's what I would suggest, and this is my idea. I think the 250 number makes sense, but mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think 250 makes sense over 18 months. What I'd like to do, we'll do an approval for the longest term possible and work backwards. Typically, we always want to give a customer enough money, but we don't want to give a customer so much money that's going to drown them. And I'm not sure if your loan qualifies for 250 over 6 months. It might qualify for less. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some research, but I think what the most appropriate product to do is to give you probably something in a loan in the range of 6 months to 12 months, which is going to lower your cost and still give you that renewal option and still give you the 250. To give you an idea, even on this program with our interest forgiveness, if you renew, I know over 6 months, the payback is like a 118, and over 7 months, I believe it's a 119. So it's the same match, just with more money and the same program. I just don't know if you're going to qualify for 250 on that term.
Sure.
If you can give me a few minutes, I'd like to figure that out and then come back to you and say, hey, look, here are some options. And then, you know, if those work, get you funded.
Okay.
And I know I've thrown a lot of information at you. Do you have any questions? Because I know this is your first time doing it, and I want to make sure, you know, I answer anything to the best of my ability.
I don't think I have any questions. I'm just I just don't want to make the wrong decision, because that's a lot of money if I do.
I think so, yeah. And look, at the end of the day, these loans are more expensive than conventional funding, because they're not conventional funding. They do work. I understand what you're going through, but I also would tell you that, and I know you did get some offers, and don't be, and I can't give you this advice, but my feeling is don't be sweet-talked into a short-term loan because you're saving money, because you're really not. It's the same backwards logic when I see customers, like, is your mortgage a 30-year or a 15-year?
It's 30.
It's 30. I have a lot of customers that come in, and they're so proud and boastful of their 15-year mortgage, and I go, of their rate, and I go, yeah, but you're broke. You have no money. So and they're so prideful. I'm like, yeah, you have, congratulations, you have equity. You have no money in your account. At the same time, you don't need a 50-year mortgage. So I think with your file, there's probably a meeting kind of in the middle. But I would tell you that I just want to make sure you understand that comparison. The 119 it's not like that attractive. It's good, but it's not overwhelmingly good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and
well,
just so you...
it's better than 35 cents on the dollar.
It's not. It's
no.
only... No, it's worse. So that's, I think, you're missing what I'm trying to convey. So you are. So the cost of that loan is let's just do that. So it's 19 cents on the dollar divided by 7 months. The cost per month is 2.7 cents.
Right.
If you use our 35 cents on dollar divided by 18 months, our cost of a loan is 1.9 cents. The 35% on the dollar is a better deal, because it's 18 months. It's nearly three times as long, but it's not three times as expensive. I want to make sure I'm getting that concept and your understanding, because I know this is your first time.
Let me see here. And it's over 18 months, right?
Correct.
Okay. So...
And I'm going to see what... And if it's more attractive to you, I can give you a 250 over 6 months to get there. But I want you to understand the concept of, with a math-based scenario... Even if we didn't offer you a 6 month loan, our loan is still cheaper.
Over the long term.
Yeah, it's a cost of money. It's someone saying, hey, I want to, like, using example, we'll use the 150, and they're saying, well, what's a better deal, 150 over 7 months at a 178, or 150 over, say, 12 months at a 198? What would you think is a better deal? You'd probably say the 178, correct?
Probably.
But it's not, because that's the common answer. But the reality is, if you're borrowing money over twice as long, but not paying twice as much, the actual cost of the dollar is what matters per month. And just to give you an apples-to-apples comparison, I'm going to give you, I think what's happening is the number you have, it's just scary. To borrow $250 and pay back that amount of interest, it's a lot of interest, correct?
That yes, and yes.
Okay, and so I think what we need to do is see, hey, can we get up to $250,000 on a shorter term and still keep all these terms and conditions to make you happy? But I just want to conceptually say that the offer you have right now from Bank of Cardiff is actually a cheaper cost loan than the 19 cents on the dollar you have over 7 months. Because it's a cost per time. Because
if I had that 19 cents on a dollar for 18 months, it would be 19 cents on the dollar. But I'm not going to have that because that doesn't happen on a longer term, right?
Well, yeah, as you borrow more money, it goes a long term. What I'm going to attempt to do is just see if we can do the 250 over a shorter period of time to give you the most apples-to-apples comparison, because I think that's going to actually kind of show what's going on here. But to give you an idea, you know, conceptually, the loan for 35 cents on the dollar, it's not 35 cents on the dollar irregardless of time. It's 35 cents over 18 months. You have 19 cents over 7 months. That's what's throwing off the math here. It's a cost of borrowing.
So if I take, I'm probably not thinking about it.
No worries, take your time. I'm not picking up on any other lines. I want to make sure we go over this with you.
So, okay. So if I take, like, let's just say the offer that I have, you know, that you provided me, which is the 250 over 18 months, which is a interest payback of $87,499. Right.
Say that again.
The one that the information you gave me, which is a 87 interest payback over 18 months.
Yeah.
For the 250, that ends up being like $4,800 in interest per month that I'm paying.
Well, there's an amortization schedule, but yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the best way to look at it is the cost per month. If you have $250 and you're paying back 35 cents on the dollar, you take that 35 cents and you divide it by the number of months. And the cost per month is 1.9 cents per month. The current term you have is 19 cents on the dollar over 7 months, which is almost 50% higher. It's like 2.6 cents.
Right.
I think you're going to be happier with a 6 or 7 month term, but conceptually, just apples to apples, the 35 cents on the dollar is a cheaper loan than what you have offered.
Right. Well, I'm also looking at the weekly payback. You know, the weekly amount that has to be paid back. I'm nervous about that too, right?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I think that's the issue. The issue for you is, and it's not the issue that's unheard of, it's a huge number. So you're saying 250, and if you pay back this loan and you don't renew and you go to term, it is a big number. It's a big number, and so I can understand from like the emotional side why if you borrowing 150 and paying back 178, at the end of the day, your cost is $28,500. It's a cost, but it's not an overwhelming cost. You talk about 250 over 18 months, the cost is 70. That's a much bigger number. It's a big number. So what I'd like you to do is, I don't want you to sign any documents with anyone. I'm going to go over, talk to the credit officer who worked on this file before me, and say, hey, look, what's the minimum? What amount can we do over a shorter period? It might be 250, and I think that's probably the best thing, is to give you a shorter loan that still keeps the same renewal program in place and doesn't hit you with a huge number.
Okay, well, let's...
So, let's you're going
to... Yeah, no, I need to do something.
What?
I know I need to do something.
Okay, and when are you trying to make a decision? Like, today, tomorrow, what's your timeline?
Like, I really need to do something very soon. We have materials that we can't get in the door. And, you know, I told you I'm working with this turnaround consultant guy that's a requirement from our bank. He's not finding money anywhere to help us out. And, you know, it's been months and I have to keep coming up with solutions. So that's why.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay. Let's do this. The good thing is your file's already approved. I want you to just hold tight for 10 minutes and I'm going to give you a quick ring back.
That's fine.
I think, and the good thing is the program that you're approved for, by the way, it's same day funding. So it's really clean. I don't see really any major stipulations on the file. So let me walk over and can I reach you at this number in 10 minutes?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you for your time, Charlene.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.